California High School Exit Exam. Do we have a consensus on the order of business? Okay. Yeah. Okay, we can do that. That'd be good. We have a suggestion that we'll take up in a few minutes. Let's move on the approval of minutes. Do we have a motion on the approval of minutes? We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Okay, seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
That was for April 24th. All opposed? Opposed carries 7-0. Okay, let's move on to presentations. Something that we love every year about this time is the 2007-2008 San Luis Coastal Teacher of the Year. And I mean, they're all Teachers of the Year, but today we get to honor some special folks.
All right, thank you. Tonight we take the opportunity to affirm and honor those that bestow the greatest gift to our community, which is the teaching of our youth. And as an administrator and as a parent in this district, I am so very grateful for the work of the educators of San Luis Coastal. It's extremely difficult to single out a small group of nominees from the ranks, and it's even more difficult, of course, to choose one person for Teacher of the Year. But the names I read are really representative of greatness. The philosopher Willa Foster wrote, "Quality is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, intelligent direction, and skillful execution. It represents the wise choice of many alternatives. And the following individuals are truly people of quality." So please join me in recognizing them. I'd like all of our Teacher of the Year nominees, as I read their name, to come forward. And if we can maybe have the board president and Dr. Valentine, if you can maybe come around and present them with their certificate. I will, I'll read their name and just a couple tidbits from their nomination forms. Each of the schools have the opportunity to nominate a Teacher of the Year, and they write some beautiful things about these people that we won't spend a lot of time with, but I will read a little bit of them. So, first of all, from Sinsheimer Elementary School, Sandy Beck. Sandy's been teaching for 36 years, 31 of them here in San Luis Coastal. She believes that each student has a gift to share with the world, and each year she personally sets out to foster that gift. For her, it's not just about San Luis Coastal. She cheers students towards success and doing their best. She's been instrumental in starting a lot of things, I have a feeling, at Del Mar, including the Dazzling Dolphins Awards, which recognizes good citizenship, academic effort, and academic achievement. Mr. Schallenberger states that to a very capitalized, very large degree, she is responsible for laying the foundation of our many Title I programs and the spirit behind their success. Marianne. From Laguna Middle School, Christine Carlin. Christine has been in the school district for 14 years, and she's known for her enthusiasm, creativity, and genuine concern for the curriculum and school climate. People listen to what she says, and it is always well thought out and educationally sound. In her spare time, she runs the FHA Hero Club, which has been very successful in regional and state competitions. Congratulations, Christine. Unless she came in, I'm not sure she's here. Gracie Manderscheid. Gracie's a kindergarten teacher from C.L. Smith. She's been in the San Luis Coastal School District for 33 years. Her kind manner, creative spirit, and thoughtful approach combine to make a child's first experience rather magical. She is a kindergarten teacher. And I know from walking into her classroom the first day, she makes students feel very welcome. C.L. Smith staff describes her as a beacon of light who is always there for colleagues with a smile, encouraging word, and a delicious homemade treat. Too bad Gracie couldn't be with us. Might have had some homemade treats. From San Luis Obispo High School, Brian Miller. Brian has been with our school district for 21 years, and he is a skilled and passionate math teacher who works particularly well with at-risk students. He's dedicated to helping them succeed. He's also run the after-school math lab and is instrumental in teaching the Fast Start Study Skills program this year. He has been an advisor for 3 student clubs on campus, and as long as I've known him, multiple clubs on campus, very involved in extracurricular activities. Congratulations, Brian. From Morro Bay High School, Ed Musolf. From Hawthorne Elementary School, Pam Zirion. Pam has been teaching for 32 years, 30 of them in San Luis Coastal. She's been instrumental in not only attending cutting-edge staff development for English learners, but putting those things into practice with her classroom. She is instrumental in starting out the teacher collaboration time at Hawthorne, which greatly benefits the ability to communicate with fellow teachers regarding student progress, grouping of students, data review, and I know she is a true mentor to the staff at Hawthorne. Congratulations, Pam. And from Monarch Grove Elementary School, Kathy Zodovich. Kathy's been teaching for 32 years, 15 of them here in San Luis Coastal. The children in Kathy's classes are excited about learning. She makes writing fun by giving them creative topics such as, if you found a leprechaun, what would you do with the gold and why? Her colleagues are impressed by her ability to praise students for small, kind gestures and not to focus on negative behavior. She's also a reading recovery teacher and is also a published author of some distinction. So congratulations, Kathy. And you keep your husband in line, too. That's good. The Teacher of the Year selection committee is made up primarily of former teachers of the year selecting their peers. And so I had the advantage of working along this side, this year's recipient, when I was a principal at Los Osos Middle School. And from my vantage point, the committee chose, well, they couldn't have chosen a better person to deserve, to get this honor. And so to introduce this year's Teacher of the Year, I'd like to have Diane Frost, the principal of Los Osos Middle School, come up.
I wonder if Mr. Greg Wilcox could join me. Oh, thank you.
I might.
That's wonderful. It is my honor this evening to present Mr. Greg Wilcox, Teacher of the Year for Los Osos Middle School and for San Luis Obispo Coastal School District. Greg has been teaching for 28 years, the past 18 of which has been at Los Osos Middle School. Greg teaches technology and U.S. history and is widely regarded by teachers, students, and parents as a phenomenally gifted and dedicated educator, technology-infused applications throughout their academic year. While Greg is a gifted teacher of history, his true passion lies in the area of technology. Greg is the Los Osos Middle School Technology Program and an integral member of the district and county technology community. From the daily and ongoing support he provides all staff to the development and implementation of our technology class to all the techie tricks of the trade in between, Greg is the fix-it man and the go-to guy with all the answers. What makes him most appreciated is his willingness to take on the questions and find the answers and his sense of humor while working with many of us cyberphobics. In addition to his work in technology and history, Greg has a long and rich history at Los Osos Middle School and has helped define our direction for the past 18 years. Here is just a sample of the programs and events he has created or facilitated over the years, each designed to improve the education of our students. Greg is committed to recognizing the success of our students and actually instituted the first positive incentive system at Los Osos, Pop Hats and Golden Pride. The Frontier Rendezvous has become a tradition at our school involving all departments and much of the community. With Greg at the helm, more than 40 parent volunteers and at least half of our teaching staff provide an opportunity for our 8th graders to experience life in the 1820s to 1890s. This event is often recalled by our students as the most memorable experience of their 8th grade year. Greg instituted a peer counseling program years ago, planning and providing a weekend of training at Rancho El Choro. When we found a need for student-led conflict resolution recently, Greg partnered with one of our teachers to design an amazing training program for our students that has resulted in countless issues being resolved. In addition, our peer counselors receive training that will support them throughout their lives. Greg opens his classroom before school and after school and at our morning recess to allow students a place to meet and chat. It's not unusual to find 20 to 30 students in the room at any given time. The students appreciate Greg's sense of humor, connect with his knowledge of technology, and genuinely enjoy him as a teacher. Every year, Greg supervises the production of our yearbook also. He was the first to create a video yearbook and a CD of photos with music, and this year we'll be working with his students to bind and publish our own yearbook for student distribution. Greg spearheaded a broadcast unit for our site, ensuring that all rooms were connected and that our students led the project. Our students will soon broadcast our own daily news as a result of his efforts. A perpetual member of both the school site council and management team, Greg can be counted on to support innovative ideas. He is quick to suggest alternative worry of activity he has done much to create. Greg redefines the title of educator to include counselor, administrator, researcher, team leader, innovator, coach, risk taker, experimenter, thinker, role model, and team player. Greg's greatest impact has been experienced through the imparting of his technology information and his work with his students in his history classes. He has significantly contributed to the total program both at Los Osos Middle School and throughout the district and county. Greg is respected by the students of Los Osos Middle School and revered by the community and staff he supports. He is an outstanding selection as the District Teacher of the Year.
You're welcome.
And we just have a couple of things for him. To give him the traditional bouquet of flowers, and we have that right here. But the staff of Los Osos wanted to make sure that Greg also got a bouquet that he would love and cherish and would mean more to him than maybe flowers. So the staff put together a different kind of bouquet for our tech guru on campus.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
That's for you. Greg Wilcox, thank you.
Thank you. Wow. All I can say is that, wow. Okay. We've gone into the high-tech world here, folks. I want to thank everybody here, and just listening to everyone speak, they've kind of touched upon the essence of what we're about here, not just here in this room, but in the whole community, that to think back to a quote I once heard, something about it takes a village to educate an entire group of kids. And when you think about this, it's the whole entire community. It's not just me, it's not just us in this small room right here, but everybody that's contributed that you don't see here, that's made our school system what it is and the great job that everybody has done here. So I'd just like to thank everybody on my behalf for all of the efforts of everybody here. Thank you.
Thank you to all of our Teachers of the Year. I know we have a couple of other presentations to make, and you guys can take your seats so you don't have to stand up there. I have a couple of other presentations, and then we will have a reception.
...who have been nominated by parents of students with special needs, and that is called the Golden Apple Educators Award. And tonight, to present this award, is our own CAC representative, Michelle Rosenhan. Rosenhan.
Thank you for having us here tonight, and we really appreciate you taking the time to recognize not only our teachers, all of our teachers, staff, and in my heart, my son attends Baywood Elementary, and he's in the special day class. He's a high-functioning autistic little guy, 7 years old, first grade. And I love all of the staff at Baywood and other special educators that I've come in contact with. And tonight I am here to present to you Emily Capilano, who is the special day class teacher for 4th, 5th, and the 6th graders. Emily's been teaching for 16 years. 14 of those years have been in special education. She has been employed with San Luis Obispo County since 1998, 2 years as a resource specialist at Morrow Elementary, and for the past 6 years as the SDC teacher at Baywood. Emily has a BA in liberal arts studies and multiple subject credential from Loyola Marymount, and a learning handicap credential and a master's in special education from Cal Poly. And there are just a few things that some of her parents from the class, the Golden Apple is nominated by parents with children who are in the special day classes, resource classes. Anybody who has contact with their children, parents are nominating teachers, resource specialists. And Emily had quite a few wonderful people say some things about her, and I would like to read a few of those to you. Emily deserves this award for how she does what she does. This is a terrific teacher in person. I made a little chain for her so she can hang it in her class so all of her students know how wonderful she is, too. That she is always positive about every child in her class. She makes sure you, the parent, is always in the loop. And she heads up her class. This is one of my favorites. She heads up her class with a calm and
congratulations, Emily. And last but not least for our recognitions is local recognition for Del Mar Elementary School staff and volunteers. And this item will be presented by Dr. Valentine.
Only by proxy, because I'm going to invite Mr. Don Schallenberger, principal of Del Mar Elementary School, host of our meeting tonight, to come forward and share a few observations about some great things that have happened for Del Mar in recent weeks.
Dr. Valentine and members of the board and community and teachers and staff, it's a pleasure to be here tonight, and it's a pleasure to host you at our school. And if you'll turn around, you'll see two really great flags up there. Del Mar, as you know, was awarded California Distinguished School status last year, and we're very, very proud of that. And it took us a lot of work and a lot of years to get there. And then this year, Dr. Matakovich, would you please stand? You know, just stand up. I want everybody to know who you are. You know, you're kind of a silent figure here. But right before spring break, okay, I got this saying across my desk that said, apply for this distinction of becoming a Title I Academic Achievement Award winner. And the due date was already passed. And Mary called me, Dr. Matakovich called me and said, well, Don, did you apply? And I said, well, no, because I couldn't make the due date, you know, I just got the information. She says, well, that's ridiculous. Let's call Sacramento. And so she got on the phone, called Sacramento, found the right people, talked to the right people, and rolled out the red carpet for me to go ahead and fill out the application, which was no easy job. So Mrs. Gould, Janet Gould. Janet, can you come up here, please? Janet. Worked with me, and in partnership, we wrote the application on schools in the entire state of California, and that's elementary, middle, and high school. And that's out of about 10,000 schools. So if you do the math, it's about, you know, we're in that 5% elite quota there. And we are very, very, very proud. And we, Janet and I, went down to Newport Beach, and were honored and awarded the designation of becoming an Academic Achievement Award school. And we now have a new flag, but we're going to have to build a new flagpole to put them all on. And, you know, it's just a little honor, but it's a good feeling to know that this school and all of our schools in this district are just sterling. They're just outstanding schools. And I'd like to call Miss Britton up here, who you've already met tonight, because Mary Ann was a Title I teacher last year, and she helped build the performance standard at our school with her partner, Mrs. Gould, and I wanted to give Mary Ann an opportunity to hold this. So, Mary Ann, this is yours to hold, and this is a very special pin. It's the Title I Academic Achievement Award pin, and just remember when you wear this to be proud. And you are a fine teacher, and so are you. And you guys have helped create more than 31 intervention programs at our school that are making a tremendous difference for our kids, and that's the whole goal. So let's give them a big hand, okay? You can take that home tonight and then bring it back tomorrow, okay? Okay, thank you, Janet, and thank you, Mary Ann. I'd like to go on to my next presentation. I'll try to make this fast, but I don't want to demean the award or the process by the speed in which I recognize it, okay? In the state of California, there's an association called the DARE Officers of California Association. And these are police officers and sheriff's deputies all over the state of California that give up their time, their days off. Often, I know Mark gives the greatest lesson that a child can learn. And it goes far beyond the academic field. It's a life skill that these kids will carry with them all the rest of their life, even into adulthood, even when they get to be 63 years old like me. You know, we're still practicing these skills. And it's really an honor to have them here tonight. Deputy Correa works at a number of schools and districts in our county, and Officer Godfrey works for the police department in Morro Bay, and he's just a fantastic guy. He's become a friend of the kids. He was a resource officer at the high school, and now he's kind of doing this out of the goodness of his heart, because I know a number of the programs in the city were cut, and even though those programs were cut, he's agreed to continue to be our DARE officer, and he does that with pride. And this is the award that I received, and I only received it because they do such a good job, and I'm proud to acknowledge the receipt of this award. And I just want to tell you that when I was in San Diego, there was the DARE Officer of the Year that received an award just like this. And they made us sit up on a stage kind of like that up there during this luncheon. And they said some real nice words about us. And they first introduced the officer. And this guy was so moved and so touched that he started to cry, because he was nominated by all of the officers in the state of California. And I thought, wow, I'm in great company here. And I was so touched and so humbled to be called on to represent our school and our school district to receive this award. So I want to say thank you to Deputy Correa and Officer Godfrey for all their work and for bestowing this honor upon our school. Thank you very much. In closing, I'd like to just give them both a pin that says Distinguished California Distinguished School.
We have, and it will be coming up in item number 11 in our personnel items, is to accept retirements. And it was announced that Don Schallenberger will be retiring as principal from Del Mar Elementary School, formerly principal of C.L. Smith School in our district. And I know Don is going to be terribly missed by our district. I would recommend to the board that we not accept it, but, but I think Don would be. Janet's raising her hand, and she says, "Don't, you know, go for it. Don't accept it." But Don, we appreciate all your service to the district. We appreciate all your service to the kids of this district and to the communities that you served. So on behalf of the school board, we want to thank you, Don, and just thanks for everything. And then we're going to take a short break right now so that we can have a chance to talk to the honorees and to take some cake over there. And we will commence again in a few minutes.